Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Quell reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is walked intentionally. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Appling scores. Quell moves to third. Wright moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Quell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove bunts for an out with unknown description. Dickey moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to third. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker strikes out. There goes Swift. The throw from Dickey to second, and Swift is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-0 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field. Wright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on right. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Lobbs scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Swift and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Clift steals second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. lobs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grove moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. QL takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grove scores. Appling scores. QL moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway is hit by the pitch. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Bob Swift. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola takes first base on ball 4. Al Hollingsworth pinch hits for Eldon Auker. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Loy Hanning now pitching. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-3 in the game. Hogue strikes out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to third. Moses moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hanning fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Clift moves to third. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Pete Appleton now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Clift scores. McQuinn moves to third. Judnick moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. McQuinn scores. Judnick moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Browns. Loy Hanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Caster now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.